Action item number 14, discussion and possible action on implementation of select portions of the Lake Granbury Watershed Protection Plan. Tiffany Morgan.
We'll jump right to the first slide, please. For those of you who've been around a while, you've heard me talk about the Granbury Watershed Protection Plan for quite some time, but for those of you who are newer, I have just a few brief background slides. Lake Granbury has for a long time had concerns for elevated bacterial levels in the man-made canals that have been built off the lake to increase lakefront property. Many of these canals exceed the state's surface water quality standard. And in 2006, in an attempt to help remedy that and repair the canals, we started working in conjunction with the TCEQ and the EPA to develop a watershed protection plan that would help us reduce these bacteria levels. We're in the final stages of that plan at this point, and we plan to have that finished, submitted, and hopefully approved by August 31st, 2010. And in that plan, our stakeholders group, which includes a wide variety of Lake Granbury citizens and local governmental entities, have recommended several management measures for items that will help with the canals. The first two, the watershed coordinator and the outreach and education program, are really the only two of the management measures that BRA could undertake on its own without significant input and cooperation from some of the local stakeholders. Other recommendations include regionalizing wastewater treatments, collection, some local county orders and city ordinances to help improve waste disposal, record keeping for those folks that are still on septic while we move through the process, and some alterations of drainage patterns and some catchment basins in a few of the areas that have some larger watersheds that drain into the lake. Slide. So what we have done to help further things along and to keep the ball rolling, we've got really good stakeholder input. The BRA has applied for a grant to fund a watershed coordinator position and an education coordinator. What we would envision the watershed coordinator to be, we would hire that position. They would work in Granbury, work with those local stakeholders to assess implementation, the effectiveness of that implementation in reducing bacteria levels, help the locals pursue funding to implement the construction measures that they've recommended, also to help in drafting those local orders and ordinances, work with homeowners associations, and basically coordinate the implementation process so we just didn't spend the last 4 years making a book to sit on a shelf. The education coordinator will develop the stakeholders' recommended widespread watershed education on a variety of subjects. This position would actually be hired by the Texas AgriLife Extension and Research Service through A&M University, and we would pass some money on to them for that piece of the puzzle. They've been involved in the WPP from the beginning also. If we can have the next slide. This is just a quick map showing the area. The watershed coordinator would work predominantly in the rings in red in the immediate Granbury area, working on the construction-related projects, while the education coordinator would cover the entire primary Lake Granbury watershed. Just some details of the grant. It will be a three-year grant. If it's awarded, we will begin September 1st, 2010. It's a 60-40 grant. So our total, the total of which will be $828,345 to fund those two positions for 3 years. The local portion will be covered by in-kind services provided by the authority. Texas AgriLife has put up all the match for their portion of the grant, and we hope to get some stakeholder input from our local stakeholders, too, as far as our match. Are there any questions?
Tiffany, if you would, please read the resolution.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into a grant agreement with the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality to implement select portions of the Lake Granbury Watershed Protection Plan. The total amount of the grant is $828,345. The authority's portion will be approximately 40% of this amount and will be covered by in-kind services.
Better read the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Motion by Barr, second by Johnson. Please pull the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluitt?
Yes.
Director Sacanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Beshears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Thank you very much.